now!
Perry motherfucker!
Yeah, boy!
You have left me no choice but to go gangsta.
Auto NXT's nuts!
Perry Stern, editor, writer at AutoNXT.net, automotive industry website, with a look at the Airstream, the RV that is just, it's a silver tube. You know it when you see it. It's just so, it's just, you can't miss it, right, Perry?
Absolutely. I mean, they've, it is a proper iconic American brand. I mean, and they've been around for more than 75 years.
Oof.
I've never heard of this until now.
You've seen them, though, right? Like in movies, at least? The, like, silver tuna can?
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty noticeable, but they weren't always like that. I mean, when they first started this, there's a guy named Wally Byam. So he was the founder of Airstream, and basically he liked camping. He built a camper thing, I guess you'd call it, out of a Model T. His wife hated it, so he built something a little bit better, a little more substantial, and actually sold the plans to them, I was going to say online. They didn't have online back then, in a magazine. Hmm. And I believe you could buy the plans for like $5 and the materials cost like $150 and you could build your own camper.
What is about Airstream that, why are they any better or different than like a Winnebago or what other brands are out there?
Well, I think that they've done so much innovation. They were the first ones that had a fully contained camper. I mean, now, you know, anyone who has an RV, you know, you've got water tanks and fuel, you know, fuel tanks, stoves, everything else, but, you know, and originally, they weren't like that. And Airstream was the first one to build a camper that was completely self-contained. It had its onboard power. It had its onboard water. And now when you get into an Airstream, you know, I know we talked about the base camp that I tested out. And that's the least expensive, at least at the time, Airstream. But it felt so solid inside. All the doors are real wood. You know, the counters were real counters. And I was just at an RV show last week where you get in some of these campers, and you can smell the glue from the particle board because everything is just you know, really cheaply made.
Hmm.
And that's how you can buy a massive trailer for like $30,000, where the little tiny Airstream was about $45,000.
I see.
You get what you pay for.
I get what you're saying. So it's quality. It seems like everything they build is built to last.
Exactly. Hmm. In fact, I think at their 75th anniversary, they basically said 65% of all the Airstreams at that time, and that was in 2006, 65% of all Airstreams were still on the road.
And now they announced exactly. They're going to do something non-aluminum. It's a fiberglass nest is what it's called?
Ooh.
Yeah, they're trying to go a different route. It's basically a departure from the aluminum-skinned Airstreams.
Wait, does it expand? Because it looks really small.
No, it's still really small. I mean, the table folds into a bed. And,
oh.
You know, so it's not a lot of space inside, but, you know, it'll get by. If you really want, you know, a proper Airstream, there's the Classic, which I think, you know, they're 30 foot and longer, and those start at $150,000.
Wow.
Okay. Airstream, so 75 plus years they've been around, right?
More than 75, exactly.
Yeah. All right, Perry Stern on the iconic American brand that is Airstream. Happy camping, Perry.